Hello, and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. Today is December 9th, and my name is Fallon Farley. As we continue in our Advent devotional guide, I'll be reading from Psalm 84, and after I read the passage, I'm going to read the devotional for you. Today's devotional is titled, A Greater Privilege. Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar. O Lord Almighty, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, O God of Jacob. Look upon our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Psalm 84 is a hymn of praise. The psalmist is celebrating his pilgrimage to Jerusalem and delighting in being able to worship God in his very dwelling place. The temple in Jerusalem is where God resides and has made his presence available to his people. God's dwelling place is lovely and alluring because that is where the worshiper actually meets the living God. The psalmist's soul longs, yes, faints to be in God's presence, and his heart and flesh sing for joy at the very thought of encountering God. Here we see a man living out and rejoicing in the very purpose we were created for, to be in relationship with God and to live in his presence. This purpose is reinforced by the very nature of God's house. The psalmist describes God's house as a place where even the sparrow finds a home and the swallow too. If even birds, so lowly and insignificant, are welcome to the Father's home, how much more does God desire for us to dwell, to live our lives in his house? The truth that God's house is a welcoming place is marvelous. The psalmist sees it as an overwhelming privilege to be allowed access into God's very presence, which is why he says, "For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere." He knows that his ultimate fulfillment is in dwelling in God's presence, so he rejoices for the opportunity to have even one day in God's temple among his Lord. As believers today, we have an even greater privilege than the psalmist. No longer do we have to make a pilgrimage to the temple to encounter the living God. We now have the Spirit of the living God living inside of us. Our bodies are now the temples where God resides. God made his presence always available to us by giving us the Holy Spirit. No longer do our souls have to long to be in God's presence. We are welcomed and able to endlessly dwell with our Father. And the only reason we have greater access to God than the psalmist is because of Jesus. Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, he is the one who redeemed our relationship with God and allows us to forever live in his presence. The Holy Spirit is his gift to us, so that we are not without God's presence and power as we wait for his return. How much should we rejoice over that? In this season of Advent, may we imitate the psalmist's joy, gratitude, and praise as we remember the gift of Jesus and rest deeply in God's presence. Pray with me, please. Father, I thank you that we, through Jesus, have a greater privilege, Lord, that through Christ, now your presence resides within us deeply, Lord, and that we no longer have to be away from your presence, Father, but because of Christ and because he came and died on the cross and rose, Lord, that we get to have eternity with you. Father, in this season, remind us just of the gratitude we should hold because of your Son and because of the Holy Spirit, Lord, and what a gift both of them are to us. Father, help us to rejoice and to praise you and to never forget this greater privilege. It's in your Son's precious name I pray. Amen.